Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast calls for sun and clouds today, lower 80s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, lower 80s. On Friday, partly sunny in the 80s. Saturday, well, sunny and clouds with a cool wind, temperature in the mid-70s. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. In New York State, two fellow Democrats are now set to compete with Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan in an August 23rd primary for the redrawn 18th Congressional District. Filing petitions for the race before Friday's deadline were Ashia Mills, a Democratic strategist and cable news host and pundit who moved to Newburgh from Brooklyn 2 years ago, and Moses Muglisi, a state financial examiner from the Village of Florida. Ryan already had qualified for the ballot without gathering signatures because he was chosen to replace Representative Antonio Delgado as a congressional candidate. Delgado ended his bid for a third term in May after the governor named him to fill the vacant post of lieutenant governor and be her new running mate. The winner of the Democratic primary for the 18th district will face Assemblyman Colin Schmidt, a New Windsor Republican, in the November 8th general election. The redrawn district takes in all of Orange County and much of Ulster and Dutchess County as well. In Great Barrington, a new one-lane temporary bridge could reopen the full length of Division Street later this summer, nearly 3 years after a sudden shutdown of the old town-owned span. The timing of the demolition of the old bridge and the installation of the modular bridge is on schedule, according to the town manager. It requires one final review from the State Department of Transportation, but they're not anticipating any glitches. The state in 2019 deemed the critical town artery unsafe. The shutdown created havoc for residents and businesses who relied on the east-west Housatonic River crossing easily to go from one side of town to the other. One business off Division Street, Taft Farm, struggled the most. The farm has fields on one side of the river and its farm store on the other, for example. Responding to public outcry, officials settled on the modular bridge solution to speed up permitting and construction. A permanent bridge is dependent on federal funds. Before the state closed the bridge, voters had approved $4 million for the permanent bridge. And since inspectors had previously rated it structurally deficient, that money was redirected towards the current project. The span between the state routes of 183 and 41 was built in 1950. Well, August 13th to 14th is a tax-free weekend in Massachusetts. The legislature set the dates for this year's sales tax holiday weekend, settling on August 13th and 14th, when Massachusetts shoppers will get a break from state sales tax on most retail items less than $2,500. The annual sales tax-free weekend made permanent in 2018, which calls on the legislature to set the dates by June 15th each year. Otherwise, the Department of Revenue gets to pick. As part of the grand bargain law, retailers in 2018 dropped their push for a ballot question, lowering the 6.25% sales tax to 5%. The law also raised the minimum wage, rising from $11 to $15 an hour over a five-year period, phased out time-and-a-half pay for workers on Sundays and holidays over the same period, and solidified the launch of paid family and medical leave programs overseen by the Massachusetts government and backed by payroll taxes. The holiday does not apply to purchases of some specific goods or services, motor vehicles, motorboats, meals, alcoholic beverages, tobacco products, marijuana products, telecommunications services like prepaid calls, natural gas, steam, or electricity. Well, a conversation between Brigadier General Peter Zwack, retired, and foreign correspondent Jim Brooke will be presented by the Stockbridge Library, Museum, and Archives in the Belmont Room of the Library Thursday, June 16th at 6 to 7 p.m. It's a timely discussion about Ukraine and Russia. Village of Millerton has a bicycle rodeo and safety clinic going on today, sponsored by the Millerton Police Department in partnership with the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office and New York State Police. It happens today from 4:30 till 7:30. At the Weewatuck Elementary School, there's activities for all ages. It's being held once again at the elementary school on Haight Road in Amenia between 4:30 and 7:30. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find a tapas menu, also dinner specials every night, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts the day off at 30,364.83, the NASDAQ at 10,828.35, and the S&P 500 at 3735.48. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.